Another practice for the development of attention is single-pointed concentration. Here, the observer may choose any kind of object, external or internal, but something that he or she can easily conjure the image of. The training proceeds with a deliberate placement of one's attention on the chosen object and the attempt to hold that attention as long as possible. This practice involves primarily the use of two faculties, mindfulness, which keeps the mind tied to the object, and introspective vigilance, which discerns whether distraction occurs in the mind and whether the vividness of the mind's focus has become lax. At the heart of this practice lies the development of two qualities of the disciplined mind, the stability of prolonged attention and the clarity or vividness with which the mind can perceive the object. In addition, the practitioner needs to learn to maintain equanimity so that he or she does not apply excessive introspection onto the object, which would distort the object or destabilize mental composure. When the practitioner notices as a result of introspection that he has become distracted, he needs to bring the mind back gently to the object. Initially, the time lapse between one's mind being distracted and detecting this distraction may be relatively lengthy, but after regular training, it will become shorter and shorter. In its developed form, this practice allows an observer to rest for long periods on the chosen object, noticing any changes that may occur, whether in the object or in the mind. Furthermore, the practitioner is said to have achieved a quality of mental pliancy in that the mind has become easily serviceable and can be directed freely to any object. This state is described as the attainment of tranquil abiding of the mind, shamatha in Sanskrit, shinne in Tibetan. There are claims in the Buddhist meditation texts that a skilled practitioner can master this technique to such a point that she can hold her attention unwaveringly for 4 hours at a time. I know a Tibetan meditator who was reputed to have achieved this state. Unfortunately, he's passed away. Otherwise, it would have been most interesting to examine him while in this state with all the sophisticated machinery in Richard Davidson's lab. One fruitful area of study for the emergent field of attention studies in Western psychology would be testing cases like this against the current scientific understanding of human attention, which I believe sets the maximum span at no more than a few minutes. These meditative practices provide a settled and disciplined state of mind. But if our aim is to delve deeper into the subject under investigation, it is not adequate simply to have a focused mind. We must acquire the skill of probing the nature and characteristics of the object of our observation with as much precision as possible. This second level training is known in the Buddhist literature as insight, vipassana in Sanskrit, laktong in Tibetan. In tranquil abiding, the emphasis is on holding one's focus without distraction, and single-pointedness is the key quality being sought. In insight, the emphasis is on discerning investigation and analysis while maintaining one-pointedness without distraction. In his classic Stages of Meditation, the 8th century Indian Buddhist master Kamalashila gives a detailed account of how both tranquil abiding and insight may be systematically cultivated. These are combined so that they can be applied to deepening one's understanding of specific features of reality to the point that one's understanding affects thoughts, emotions, and behavior. He particularly emphasizes the need for maintaining a fine equilibrium between the single-pointed placement of the mind on the one hand and the application of a focused beam of analysis on the other. This is because they are different mental processes with the potential of undermining each other. Single-pointed absorption on a chosen object requires holding the mind on the object with little movement and a kind of fusion, while insight requires a certain directed activity in which the mind moves from one aspect of the object to another.